Wait. Do we have to go to some place that's this, popular? Sorry, social anxiety just, getting to me a little bit. You holding my hand does help. I'll admit it helps almost as much as when I'm tinkering in my workshop as it would be. But, you know, okay. I'm gonna be brave since you were brave and did all the things that you did for me. Just don't judge me too much if I'm shaking a little. It's been a while since I felt comfortable going out this far, you know? It's been a source of big anxiety. Maybe I wasn't completely honest. I know people treat me like I'm some kind of big shot. And I don't really mind that. That's not the problem by itself, but it's the expectations, the responsibilities. I want to run away from it all. I want to run and never look back, but damn it if you don't make it hard to do that, because I feel a little braver when you're holding my hand. And that's your fault, and I'm blaming you. I'm fully blaming you. You won't get that ducky for an extra day. What do you mean that's not a good punishment? Oh, come on. I thought about that one for at least 5 seconds. Hey, it's easy to be confident when you're, you know, powerful and stuff, but it's not when everybody thinks you did something you didn't, or they want to make rumors about you. And I'm sure us going out, it's only a matter before the paparazzi start snapping pictures. Actually, hey, right on cue. Didn't expect that. Smile for the camera, I guess. Not complaining, just nervous, you know? It's, first in a long time for me. It's been at least, you know, a dozen or so years, and I haven't had someone close to me. I reclused. I didn't know what to do when it was all broken up with the Lilith thing. You know, there's a lot of drama, speculation, in front of every magazine in hell. It gets to you, you know? I thought I was hot shit before that, I'm not gonna lie. And maybe I still am hot shit. I mean, I'm managing holding your hand right now and at least have a halfway decent look about me. Wait, did I look nervous in those pictures? Please tell me I didn't. You're giggling about it? What are we gonna do? Confront her? I know. I realize that I'm running away from my responsibilities. Look, it's one thing to talk to Charlie, and it's another one to have to face her. I felt like I let her down. If I'm honest. Yeah, it's over. It's done with. There isn't a second chance, a third chance, and I got you. Truth be told, I wouldn't want another chance. Lilith was good to me. That's a different chapter. Life isn't just continual chapter threes. You gotta go to chapter four sometime, even if you don't want to turn the page. Even if you know something bad is gonna happen, I get that. And I've been trying to turn that page for a long damn time. And I'm trying right now, because I'm trying with you. I get it. I may not be the most reliable in duckies. I can't save the day all the time. Right, Mr. Ducky?
No, you're just making excuses.
Hey, what the hell, Mr. Ducky? You're supposed to be on my side here. If even Mr. Ducky isn't on my side, then what the hell am I supposed to be doing? I guess being a ruler of hell isn't all it's cracked up to be. Especially after you have a messy breakup and don't really have a great reason for why it ended up the way it did. Yeah, I've got scars. I've got plenty of them. Just not visible, because, you know, the Healy thing, whenever I transform, it just, you know, goes back to normal. Look, I'm not trying to argue this or make you feel inadequate, because you're not. You're not. I fell in love with you first, after all. You at least got that over. And you've got a banging personality, and I want to be with you. I don't want to go back to how things were. Where I never had words, and I didn't know why. And I want you to know you're enough for me. I mean, as much as other archdemons devils like. They like to say that harems are a thing, but it was never my thing. I had that option one time, and I didn't want to take it because I felt too bad. How is it fair if you don't get all of me, yet I get all of you? That's bullshit, isn't it? Now, you can tell me that I'm overthinking all this all you want, and maybe I am. In fact, I probably am. But I'm just a tad bit nervous walking with you. Sure, that's a big step for me. We're outside where anyone could see, where we've already had our picture taken, and I got roasted by Mr. Ducky, and that's... I'm rambling, but you get it. Yapping doesn't make it easier, just makes it more wordy. Kind of word salad, you know, I like that word. Because salads are good and words are not. Look, honey, baby, darling, you're my angel. Even if you've fallen, getting back up is the important part and the impressive part, don't you think? Because that punch to the face isn't what keeps you down. It's if you have the willpower and heart to get back up, and you've got punched down a few times and you took it like a champ for what it's worth. No more punching that cute, squeezable face. Oh, sorry. I know it's not really the time, but I couldn't resist. You're so cute like a ducky. Okay, but, back to reality. Actually, screw reality. I don't want to go back to reality of stifled, stuck-up society. People having all those expectations of me and always wanting something. Words that never mean the same thing as you'd look them up in a dictionary to mean. Always those subtle things. You have to pay attention to this or that. How somebody walks, how somebody looks at you. And I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of it all. It's so bullshit. The society is held together because sinners don't know how to stop when you say no. And they don't know how not to pry into every little thing that you do and make up little stories for why you did it and make up reasons for why you're tearing up in the streets talking to your new significant other. And I get it. I'm not completely all ready to face these things, but that doesn't make me less of a person, you know? I'm out here struggling, just like all of them. I know, I'm blessed. Can't believe I'm using that word. Take that, God, suck it. You can suck on that one. How's mercy taste, right? Was that a good line?
Yes, it was.
Fuck. Didn't expect that one. I guess, thanks, God. It's the one time you answer, and it's when I'm having a meltdown. I can't with all this. Can you believe this? That one time when he wants to talk to me, and I know this is not anything I should be talking to you, as we've still got so much meeting to do, and so much dating to do, and so much getting to know each other to do. It's just, look, family problems, relationship problems, I'm a mess. Yet somehow you found me, and it really seems like you care about me, and that scares the Jesus out of me. No offense, Jesus.
None taken, homie.
Now my brother-in-law, let me not say it. Everything's happening today, and I'm a little overwhelmed, okay? Feelings aren't my strong suit, and I mean, they are, but when it comes to you, I panic because I don't want to make the same mistakes again. And I know it's not the same as before, but what if I'm those things everybody thinks of when they read those articles calling me a bastard? Someone who makes Lilith cry, someone who does this. That isn't my life anymore. Sure, maybe there's mistakes, but this isn't about Lilith. It's about me and you. I'm sorry if it ever seemed like I was stuck in the past. I've ruined this date, haven't I? Made public fool of myself again. All the while, pretending I was okay. I'm sorry you have to deal with someone like me. No, that sounds totally lame. That's not who I want to be. So, maybe it's not the best date ever, but how about we go to this place? Maybe the theme of getting away from people might seem like I'm running. But actually, I thought to myself that, you know, after everything, all the ups and downs and drama that we went through today in the, what, quick 10 minutes that I've taken you on this date? 30 minutes? No, it couldn't have been that long. Is my sense of time terrible? Okay. So that's it. Well, anyways, the time does fly when you're having a midlife crisis. But you and I want us to be something that doesn't feel like there's endless yellow tape and red lines. I want it to be red strings. And not the kind that you pull on the little ducky to make it shoot fire. More like the kind to wrap you up in love. Like a spider wraps up a victim. Wait, no, not that one. Not quite that one. I mean, I wouldn't mind wrapping you up in my arms. Maybe in something else. I won't hide that I overthink things. I panic, and I definitely don't have it all together up here or in here. But I want to be with you, and if you want to be with me too, I won't be afraid to go out anymore. And look, it hell's pretty beautiful from this outlook, right? I know it wasn't much of a date, and I miserably handled half of that. But there's no paparazzi up here. They know if they came here, I'd kill them. Well, yeah, it's just a joke. Not actually gonna kill the sinners or something. Not really that hard line. I may look it, I may seem it. I guess I don't look or seem it, but that's okay too. I have silly sides and I have an innocence. I have a lot of different things about me, but I want to be someone who can make your heart flutter. And I don't care if I have to become more of a hard ass to do that, and just as I am. You'd really say that right now? I mean, I get it, I do, I just don't get you. What do you see in me after all this time? You saw me with my biggest blunders ever, yet you seemed to always care about me. Even back then, if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't even exist. If you didn't plead on my case, even though everything went wrong. You believed in what I tried to do, and I can't even begin to tell you how much that belief meant to me. It stuck with me when I was in my darkest spot, when I wanted to throw away every responsibility and just curl up and pretend that there was an end to all this. That's when I thought of you. And then you happened to come back into my life. Like you're some kind of superhero, saving the day from certain dismay. And honestly, you're responsible for me creating this stuck here. And I think this is my absolute peak of craftsmanship. Do I talk about ducks too much? Probably. It was just a serious moment, but look, you make me nervous and my lips tremble when you get too close, because kissing you, holding you, everything. I don't want to be anything but the best to you. I'm petty. I'm jealous. I've got a lot of pride, but sometimes I shut myself down. And it's easy to, way too easy. It all swept up in my head. her memories start kicking my ass again. You take me out of it. And I can't tell you how thankful I am that you do, because I couldn't do this without you. Could never. It'd eat me up inside, and I don't want to be eaten up inside again. Done enough of that. For the past who knows, and who cares how long. So instead of wallowing, how about I try something else with you? And I really put my best foot forward, and I try and show you the best of me instead of parts of me that I can't stand. God, you're such a good kisser. It's just unfair how many things you make me feel. Whoa, 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 you can't say the feeling's mutual with a face like that. You look like you're one step away from teasing me. And I get it. I do. It's just who you are. You have that wonderful aura that you know what you want, and you aren't afraid to move forward with yourself and move like you mean it. Like there's something that you really care about in life, and it's not just for show. It's not just a stupid little game that people like to play. It's not politics. It's not about power or influence or something like that. You just wanted to do a good thing. And I respect that. It wasn't about gains and losses. And I wish the world, hell or otherwise, focused more on things like that, where you didn't have to be a complete asshole in order to get anything done. Where you could just live and be someone that made a difference. I know it sounds stupid, right? They call me the big scary devil, and I literally get blamed for everything, but good intentions, as they say, paved the way to hell, and I guess I never recovered from being the tongue-in-cheek joke of all those bastards who don't get it. I get it. It's been spun away from me. I have family drama. I have a lot of emotions that just don't add up, and I really, really don't want to bring you down with that. So are you sure? Are you really sure? Then I'm, you know, good enough for you and stuff. No, screw that. Screw all of that. And I'll admit it, I don't know what I'm supposed to do or how to make you feel like you're good enough, but you are. You're more than that. God, not you, God. Phew, Cassie's not listening this time. But, honey, baby, I don't want to end up breaking your heart. So you tell me, if you want to spend these days in hell with me. Can't believe I'm saying this, but I'll do my best to make it like heaven. Not the stifling way, not the stuffy way, but what the word's actually supposed to mean before they messed it up there. You know? Deal. Deal. I love you. And I know that that word has so many different twisted meanings all at once. Like it's a knot that you just can't undo. It's a bunch of different things, but I hope that the real meaning that I mean is getting through somehow. Can I take that as a yes? Maybe something? I'll take anything at this point. It's better than constantly worrying about things, you know? And I do. For what it's worth, I do. Remember that phobia? Well, I happened to get us ring pops, and that's about as close to things as I want to get to marriage, but will you take this ring pop, my love? And it's tasty. Blue raspberry flavored. That's quite the reaction. But, I was hoping maybe for one like this instead. Be mine, baby. Let me show you a hell of a time for once in your life. It's not about others. It's not altruism. It's selfish, sinful behavior just between the two of us. How about that? Breaking some rules. It's okay. Nobody knows this place. And if there's someone taking pictures or threatening us in any way,
I'll skin him and turn him into a duck. A painful way, not the pretty way.
Think they got the hint? I think they got the hint. I love you. Let me show you how much. Deal? Deal then. Oh, you. You saw how messy I was today. And instantly went for the weak spot. You're not very subtle about your desires. Neither am I. Works fine by me, baby. Fuck yeah. Suit yourself then. If that's how you feel, I won't complain at all. Promise. Do me a favor and don't stop though. Pretty please. If you stop, then I wouldn't know what to do with myself and these wandering hands I might feel just a bit bad for. Even though I like the idea of spoiling you. Rotten. Is it a corruption, baby, or is it just doing what you deserve, getting you so rightfully marked? Make that with. And I'm so ready. I don't want you to stop. No, please don't stop. Just finding this place with you was enough for me. Holding you, being one with you, that's way more than I could ever. I need you so bad. I need you so bad, baby. Maybe I'm not the most reliable or sane, but I'm definitely the most passionate. Like the original drama kid, I guess. God, that makes me sound so lame, but I promise I'm not. Cross my heart and, you know, the rest. Feisty. This hideaway in hell never felt more like paradise to me. Oh, pushing me around? You've definitely got the demonic, fiery side down. Oh, baby. I like that feisty side, you know? Real freaking sexy. And I can't get enough of that. Making out never felt so real. One more. Look at me. Is this who you felt all the way down here for? You sure do add to it a lot. The feeling makes my heart flutter like a butterfly, and I can't believe I'm using words like that. Your fault. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. You know that? If making out isn't enough, then I guess we go flat out down, you know, further. Rings of hell. Rings of hell are such a sham in the first place. Like, they're not even rings. But anyways, hang on to your ring pop, because this is promising to be a more than bumpy ride. I will be taking you first class across every inch of everything I could ever want. Made more sense in my head, but hey, I'm not gonna let you go until you can't get me out of your head. Ever. No, I mean ever. No, really, ever. Fine then. Don't believe me till I show you. Skeptics. Well, I guess I'll have to see how skeptical a feisty guy like you can be. What? You getting the jump on me and all is cute and all, but you think I'll just go along with it? It does feel good, and I don't have any problems with whether it's on top or not. Oh, your thighs. Oh, God. Is my counterattack of sucking on your nipple, nibbling a little bit, working, because your thigh attack on my cock is out of this world. You rapscallion, you hellion, you. I can't get enough of you. I just can't. I can't. Sorry. But I'm not sorry. I'm not. Keep moving, yeah. The friction, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. You feel so good, God damn. Oh, don't stop. I'm gonna come. Fuck. What's with you? Fixating on spoiling me. Not fair. I mess all over your thighs. Don't mind if I do. It's definitely something I'm looking forward to making more mess of. And all that transforming and whatnot that I can do. Oh, darling, you might as well take advantage of it. Not wasting any time, huh? Now you're licking me there like that. Your mouth is so soft. You know that? Despite how many feisty things come out of it, you have a way with words when you talk with your mouth full. Just fuck, fuck, fuck. Well, that's one way to charm me. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. The way you touch me, the way you hold like that, you ain't slick. I can feel what you're trying to do. You're pretty brutal with that, huh? Edging me to, like, itching for it. Oh, those lips sliding up into my cock. And once that's Trying to suffocate me with that cock, are you? Not complaining, quite the opposite. And to think we came together, that's some romantic bullshit right there. And I won't be satisfied until I return the favor, remember? Doesn't the holy scriptures and stuff say about turning the other cheek? Well, honey, right now I think that's your job, huh? Can't help it. You've been spoiling me. I want to spoil you too. I can't help it. You edged me to the bitter end, and then when I finally came, I couldn't. I was so restless. I need more of you. I need more of you, honey. I need you to be all mine. Every last inch of your body. I want it to crave me. I want to be your one and only. So fucking bad. Mind-numbingly to the point of extremes that I can't even get into, because... Fuck. Baby, I can't. You're gonna take it all out of me. You want it? You want it, baby? Yeah? You want it? Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come, baby. Come with me, baby. Come with me, baby. Come on. Fuck. Couldn't help it. It's you we're talking about. And since I mucked up the date, I tried to spoil you a little more right now. Look at me. I love you. All of me is for you. All my different shapes and forms and different ways to... Damn it. We fucked so good, I didn't even think about transforming into something creative. Damn, I really slipped up today, huh? You don't think I'm a failure? Well, you might be the only one, but I guess that's a big deal. I enjoy this soft side, but also the feisty side to you. I like all of your sides, and that doesn't mean you're some kind of strangely sided and cornered shape. You're actually quite the perfect shape. The shape that fits in my arms like this, and the shape that lets me kiss you like this. And I don't need complicated reasons to like you. In fact, I think that would just make it harder, you know? I hate complicating things more than they need to be, especially when it's like something that should be carefree like love. The only reason love is so twisted is it gets labeled that when it's not. Then I don't want to be that kind of example, baby. I want to be the kind of example that can hold you after a long day and make you really feel special for once in that day, even if it's a hard one, even if it's a day that you hate more than anything, that you can come home and I'm probably projecting, but I know everybody wants that, right? Cliched and spelled out a million different times, but I don't care. I don't care if that makes me basic, if it makes me some kind of weak-mentaled man or whatever they want to call me. Because I'm myself, I'm Lou. I'm your Lou. And that's enough for me. And I hope it's enough for you, baby, because I want to be more than enough. I want to be so much that you feel lucky to live every day, because there's a lot of people who don't. And I get that. I get it more than I probably should, because I've been there. I'm probably still there to a certain extent. Just one foot in the door, you know? But you make me feel like not that. And that's what matters to me. I love you. That's a word that scared me for a long time because it felt like it didn't mean what it said. But with you, I'm only mildly scared because now it's that fear of that word into being the fear that I'll mess something up, you know? I get it. Thank you for being so patient with me. I mean, thousands of years is a short stone throw away, but I'd be willing to stick with you for as long as you want me. You know, one day at a time. No need to look so far into the future. It gets intimidating, right? I love you. I love you a lot.